أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, God willing, we are going to talk about the eternity and universality of Islam. The universality of religion of Islam means that the religion of Islam is not assigned to a particular group of people or a particular race, a particular generation, and to a particular geographical location. It addresses all the human beings. It is life-giving messages covers all the human beings. It not only has come to save those Arabs, but also the humanity in the human beings from every kind of cultural, political, socio-economic, every kind of deviations and deviances. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, today, God willing, we are going to talk about this important concept, the universality of religion of Islam. Another important concept, that is the eternity of Islam, meaning that Islam would remain the formal religion of Almighty Allah till the doomsday. It will extend till the doomsday. It is not limited to a particular time, to a particular period. It is not limited to certain period of time. It would extend till the doomsday, and no other religion would come so that Islam should expire. Islam is not subject to expiration. Islam does not accept any expiration date. It is not a version that the newer version should come after Islam, for Islam is the most comprehensive and the most complete and thorough religion. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, prior touching the very important topic, let me give you some three important and fundamental points. Those are as following. First, when a person believes in a prophet's prophetic mission, he has to believe his prophetic mission utterly. He has to accept all his words. He has to accept all the messages he brings and he dispatches. For example, if a Muslim believes in the prophetic mission of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, it is obligatory that he has to wholeheartedly accept all the messages our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household has brought from the divinity. A Muslim should accept all the messages, all the Islamic teachings and instructions that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, has brought in the form of revelation. Moreover, he who negates part of this message or part of this revelation or revelatory knowledge, indeed, he has actually doubted on legislative authorship of Almighty Allah. He who negates part of the messages of the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, he doubts or he casts doubts. It is tantamount that he casts doubts on legislative authorship of our Almighty Allah. In order not to be subject to such a fatal error, we have to accept all what has been revealed on our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household. There is a verse of the Holy Quran that says you have to believe in all the concepts and all the teachings of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household. The second most important point here that should be mentioned as a prelude, that is, that from the Islamic perspective, all the divine apostles and messengers have come for the sake of this, that Islam should be established. From the first day that the messengers were given this mission, till the final messenger of Almighty Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, this chain of messengers, this chain of noble prophets of Almighty Allah, sought one specific goal, one specific purpose, and that was that the unity of Almighty Allah, Islam, submission to Almighty Allah's will should prevail over a human being's life. So all have sought to implement one basic message, one important and fundamental message, and that was the governance of Almighty Allah's will on the earth. So due to this, though the divine prophets have come for the sake of guiding their own community, but we as Muslims should believe in their truthfulness. For example, we believe that indeed Jesus Christ was the accurate and the genuine prophet of Almighty Allah, or Moses alayhi salam was the genuine prophet of Almighty Allah. So we believe that they have been devolved by Almighty Allah to shoulder and to undertake their prophetic mission. So we believe in their prophetic missions. The third important point that should be mentioned, that is, that Islam is the universal and eternal religion. And all are bound, all are obliged to embrace Islam. All are to embrace Islam. All are to wholeheartedly receive the final religion of Almighty Allah, and that is Islam. And Islam, as it was said, is not assigned to a specific tribe, a group of people, a specific race, generation, in a certain period of time. No, it is for all. Islam has addressed all the human beings in one way or another. And it remains forever. Its validity would not expire. It would be valid, and it is valid till the doomsday. As later on, inshallah, we will touch this important point, that what has been made lawful by our Holy Prophet, that will remain lawful till the doomsday. And what has been declared as unlawful or illegitimate, that will remain illegitimate or unlawful till the doomsday. It is immutable. It is not something to be changed every now and then. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, about the universality of religion of Islam, it was said that all the human beings across the globe are addressed by Almighty Allah. They are all made responsible by Almighty Allah that they have to accept the invitation made by Islam. They have to embrace the Islamic life-giving messages. So now we are going to present our arguments for universality of the religion of Islam. What are those arguments that favor our claim, that demonstrate our claim, that prove our claim to be true? What are those arguments? In such topics, you know that we can rely heavily on traditional arguments rather than rational arguments. We cannot prove the seal of prophecy in the universality of religion of Islam based on mere pure reasoning or on pure rational arguments alone. We cannot prove this concept based on pure rational arguments alone. We will heavily rely on those traditional arguments, those historical evidence, and some other important reasons. And they are as following. The first important reason that stands on universality of the religion, that is the consensus of the Muslims. The universality of Islam is a matter of consensus amongst all the Muslims, making no difference to which faction or clique they refer. But it is a matter of consensus. It is one of those most fundamental components of faith that Islam is the final and universal religion of Almighty Allah. No Muslim faction has ever disagreed this concept that Islam should not be the universal and eternal religion. So it is a matter of consensus amongst all the Muslims that Islam is the universal, eternal, and final religion of Almighty Allah. So this consensus shows that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has also said something. Otherwise, the Muslim factions would not have reached this important consensus. So this consensus traces back to either the traditions of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, or to some other, we can say, elements. This is first. Secondly, the most authentic and reliable reason that we rely on, that is the explicit assertion made by the holy verse of the Quran. Almighty Allah in His final revelation says that this revelation is the final revelation, and it would remain forever. It is an everlasting religion. And it is a universal religion too. All the human beings, irrespective of their geographical locations, irrespective of their racial, we can say, relations, all are addressed by Almighty Allah. All are called by Almighty Allah. All invited to embrace Islam as their final and formal religion and creed. In the Holy Quran, there are various types of addresses. Sometimes Almighty Allah says that this book is hudan linnas. This is a means of guidance for the people. So people includes Muslims and non-Muslims, believer and non-believer, the people of the book and the rest of the people. So, ya ayyuhan nas. So, the word of nas is a very general and common theme that covers all the human beings. Moreover, there are some other type of addressing that, like, ya bani Adam. So in such cases, Almighty Allah not only addresses the Muslims and the honest and faithful believers, rather, it is a universal declaration. It is a universal invitation towards the truth. Almighty Allah not only invites the Muslims to embrace the truth, but also all the human beings, irrespective of their background, irrespective of their, forefathers' religion. Whatever they believe in, but again, Almighty Allah specifically addresses them and say that you have to embrace the truth. There is another type of addressing that Almighty Allah says, and it shows how general and how common the address of Almighty Allah is. And that is that in huwa illa dhikrun lil alamin, it is not but a means of remembrance for both the worlds. So it includes all the human beings. The last important address that Almighty Allah says and has in this respect, and that explicitly demonstrates the universality of Islam, that is this verse of the Holy Quran that says, وَأُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ لِأُنذِرَكُمْ بِهِ وَمَنْ بَلَغْ. This revelation that I have brought, it is not only for you, but also to whomever it reaches. I give you this warning. وَمَنْ بَلَغْ. وَمَنْ بَلَغْ means not only those Arabs or those Arabs that they were surrounding, they were residing around the Mecca or in Medina, but it includes the new and the coming generations in respect of their geographical locations. وَمَنْ بَلَغْ, it might reach you in the east, or it might reach another one in the west. It might reach one person in the south. It might reach another in the north. It makes no difference. All the human beings are subject to these invitations. All the human beings are invited by Almighty Allah's final call. This was the second important reason that we put forth for you for the universality of the religion. The third important evidence is the historical evidence. When our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, migrated to Medina, and he was busy establishing the first Islamic state in Medina, he dispatched many letters for many rulers, our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him and his household, sent delegates, messages, and letters. A prominent scholar by the name of Ayatollah Mianji, he has collected all these letters that have been sent by our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in different parts of the world and to different rulers of those empires. His book is under the title of Makatib al-Rasul, all the letters our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, has sent here and there, to say that this is the final decree, the final religion of Allah, and you are dutiful to accept and to receive it. So if it was not the final religion, if it was not an everlasting and universal call, so our Holy Prophet would have left the rulers on their own religion. And it was not obligatory for our Holy Prophet to call them and to invite them to his own religion. It was not needy. But since it is the final religion, it is the universal religion, and everyone is responsible to answer positively to this call, so our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, sent and dispatched letters and numerous delegates into different tribes, into different, countries. The fourth important reason is the very style of addressing our Holy Quran has in respect with the people of the book. In various verses of the Holy Quran, you will find this phrase, Ya Ahl al-Kitab. Or, for example, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. In various verses, Almighty Allah says and address the people of the book. Why? To warn them that the legitimacy or the validity of your religion has expired. From now on, your religion or my previous religion is not, we can say, valid. Furthermore, from now on, you have to abide by the new version, by the new commandments I have sent through my final messenger. Had it been valid, or had Islam not been the final decree, the final religion in the universal religion, so it is something meaningless that Almighty Allah should call and invite the people of the book to embrace and to convert to Islam. Because their religion was also valid. Almighty Allah says, your religion is no longer valid, so afterward you have to embrace Islam. No longer your religion is valid. To gain the worldly prosperity and to gain an eternal happiness in the life hereafter, you ought to commit yourself with the do's and don'ts of the final universal religion by the name of Islam. As in this verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Whosoever accepts a religion other than Islam, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ, it will not be accepted from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, he will be from the losers in the life hereafter. So in order not to be the losers in the life hereafter, all the human beings should embrace Islam, should wholeheartedly comply with the do's and don'ts of the Islamic divine law. The fifth and final argument and reason that we bring here to prove the universality of religion of Islam, that is the purpose behind the prophetic missions. You know that the purpose behind the prophetic mission of the divine prophets is only one thing, and that is this, that unity and Islam should prevail over there. And polytheism should be removed from the surface of the earth. Almighty Allah says, the sole purpose of the divine prophet says that the truth should govern over there. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. It is he who has sent the religion, بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ, he has sent the true religion with guidance. Why? لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ, so that it should prevail over there. It should be the sole and the mere religion for all the human beings. Even though if the polytheists hate this issue, hate this task, but it is the divine will that the truth should govern. Had it not been the universal and final religion, Almighty Allah's purposes, Almighty Allah's objectives from sending a huge amount of prophets would not have been met. So in order to fulfill the objectives of Almighty Allah from the prophetic mission he had, we believe that Islam is the final, eternal religion to win prosperity in this world, in the life hereafter. There is no way other than to embrace Islam wholeheartedly and comply with the instructions this religion has brought us. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, today we talked about the universality of religion of Islam, and we put forth traditional arguments and reasons to prove the universality of religion of Islam. And we said Islam not only addresses the Muslims and the faithful and the devoted Muslims, but also its messages cover all the human beings. All the human beings should hear and give a positive response to this invitation, to this call that Islam has made. So inshallah, in the next episode and session, we will be talking about the eternity of Islam. That Islam is an eternal religion. No other religion would come after the emergence and advent of Islam. So may God bless us all, that we have to comply with the divine teachings of Islam so that it should win us a happy life in this world and a happier life in the next. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.